Blog Talk Radio.
Computer, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
Oh,
but now.
D-Day.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Red the Game Radio with your host DJ Smith, the international call.
From the Netherlands, presenting
Sayonite Night.
Interface complete.
Yeah. Okay, I gotta read the Winamp though. Oh.
What you're trying to do, you can't hurt me.
All right, people, be patient. Be patient on the line with the Prophet Jackal trying to get set up and get running. So we got another song for you, and, yeah, we'll be coming right back at you in just a second.
Yo, DJ smells so good, and DJ party time. It's Wrecking the Game Entertainment, y'all. Roll with it, or get rolled the fuck over. It's the mixtape, and I'm Key, Mr. Rudy, the usual, the Bay Area. Let's go.
All these bitches and all these hoes wanna jump on the party bus.
Come on,
come on, bring your track and bring your smoke, 'cause we both wanna bust the nut.
That's right.
All these bitches and all these hoes wanna jump on the party bus.
Come on,
come on, bring your track and bring your smoke, 'cause we both wanna bust the nut.
Yeah. Talking that, walking that, spinning hoes, 'cause I really wouldn't mind if I could get up in those. Yeah, she looking cute, but I was keeping them both, thinking which one would like to take it down in the throat. When I'm fucking these hoes, there ain't no love involved, so I strap with a condom, I ain't going in raw. Shit, I hit them all if I'm given a chance. Nah, I'm bullshitting, see a few that I pass. But if I'm faded, maybe smash, go all up in your gut. We in the back of the bus, way all up in the cut, staring at each other in this mutual lust. I had thoughts of running up, and I ain't giving a fuck. So listen up, baby, while I'm speaking the truth, you'll be thinking about me when you go back on the roof.
Who
cares? Another sip when it's on me, having you feel like you're the one.
Come on,
bitch, go down.
Just for a little minute, we're trying to, you know, working on the switch over to the PSN radio network, PSN-radio.com, or, you know, the Paranormal Soup Network. We are moving over there, not, you know, abandoning Blog Talk Radio or anything, but we are moving over to, you know, build a different audience up, man, and, yeah. Doing what we does. Let me extend this real quick. Go ahead. I did intend to do an hour on this show and then move on over, but because of the settings right now, we are unable to do that. And therefore, we shall go ahead and do the regular scheduled program. Yeah. What the fuck happened? Did it update? Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. People trying to update, and now something is screwy. Right, update, motherfucker. All right, here we go. Did George Carlin ever load up? Hold on, people. All right, no, it never uploaded. All right, well, anyways, today is time to massacre a language Tuesday once again up in the building. And, yeah, y'all know what we do on Tuesdays, you know what I'm saying? Find a language that we can master as a world, and I mean the world. And that's what we do, you know what I'm saying? Get down nitty to the gritty. Yeah. And early bird to the show, chilling on the bridge, is Miss Heavenly Angel. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. And, yeah, there we go. We extended. We officially extended. And, yeah, man, that's what we're doing today. You know what I'm saying? So it's all about Swahili. Salamu. Abarigani. How are you? It's greetings and how are you? You know what I'm saying? And now we get down around here. And I got some new music. Actually, I got to make a left, right, left run and go and grab the music. But I do got some new music coming, so I'll look out for that. That's going to be pretty hot, pretty hot. What the fuck was I uploading? Oh, yeah, comedy. Shit, where the hell did I put it at? Where did I put it at? Oh, LimeWire Music, okay. All right, well, check this out, because I need to... put this George Carlin on up here for Easy Rider, because I did. I am the BTR user, formerly known as the Jackal. Dum dum dum. Oh, my bad. I have to repeat that, people. I am the BTR user, formerly known as Jackal. All right, then, formerly known as, yeah. I'll buy that for a dollar. And, yeah, shouts out to everybody on the Paranormal Scoop Network. Now, it is the Prophet Jackal, so since I got something to do, why don't we get into a little Prophet Jackal, since he's hanging off up in this piece. You know what I'm saying? Off up in her, up in this thing. Yeah. And everybody likes this is hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? I'd like to send y'all on a one way to hell, one way to hell, one way to hell. Oh, sorry, people. I forgot this was.
Gargantuan explosion. Oh, my God, I don't believe it. The northeast corner has exploded in the most incredible explosion. Flames are flying out of the building.
Man, they just don't know. They fucking with the best. I'm like blowing snow up your motherfucking nose. The Jackal, baby, yeah, I'm gonna make sure the fucking world knows the game, the legend, the name. You can't fuck with me, dog. I'm insane in the brain, like Cypress Hill back in the days. Yeah, I'm smoking trees, man, chronic for days. I don't give a shit, man. I got the pistol next to me. MCs come around the block, they gon' get deceased quickly. I ain't even fucking around. These motherfuckers think I'm toying with a gun around. Man, I blast it quick. The Jackal is sick. MC don't wanna see me, man. That's why they suck dick. These motherfuckers ain't real. Look at him staring at the bling on my neck, man. The bling that I'm wearing. You can't fuck with a nigga like me. The J to the A to the motherfucking C. K-A-L. Nigga, you know where that spells. It's the Jackal, baby. I'm sending you straight to hell. On a one-way trip, can't fuck with me, man, I'm telling you I'm slick. Why do these niggas even wanna try? I don't know, man, it's like they wanna die. Can't fuck with me, you're on a one-way trip. Fucking with the Jackal, man, you don't know I'm slick. Come on, nigga, please get on your knees. Beg to God for some fucking mercy.
Let's not take a fucking minute. Let's go again.
Yeah. Man, I'm pistol packing, crown snatching. Leave a nigga on the floor bleeding while laughing. It's all a joke, really. Nigga, don't be silly. You won't fall smooth. I'll show you I'm like Billy the Kid. I'm quick-witted. And lyrically, I'm the spitting image of every boss nigga who ever did it. I'm that nigga you all been waiting on. The son of the sons, the golden one with the golden tongue. With the mind of Einstein. See, this some next level shit, so in hindsight, I suggest you think twice before you set your white sights. On the ground, sitting nice and
tight on my head. Before I leave your bitch ass bleeding bloody red, I think you should instead keep moving. Make your papers before you end up brewing. Like Gary Coleman on life support, getting the plug pulled by some crack whore. They say life is like a box of chocolates, until they running from my fucking rockets. Yo, I'm on a mission for perfection. This the second coming, call it my resurrection. The jackal, baby, you can't fuck with it. On a one-way trip, can't fuck with me, man, I'm telling you I'm slick. Why do these niggas even wanna try? I don't know, man, it's like they wanna die. Can't fuck with me, you're on a one-way trip. Fuck you with the jackal, man, you don't know I'm slick. Come on, nigga, please get on your knees. Beg to God for some fucking mercy.
That guy sounds a little violent to me. Yeah, just a little violent there, people. But you know that's how we get down. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big right here on Wrecking the Game Radio. Wrecking the Game Radio. And this is Time to Massacre, A Language Tuesday once again. Salamu and Habaregani to everybody coming through the show. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying? You need to go to www.byki.com. And check out the language Swahili, because it's the language of the month, the flavor of the month. And I do mean flavors. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Getting into it, man. We're going to get into it. You know what I'm saying? Go to www.byki.com right now. Download your language learning software for free. And I mean for free. Shouts out to Lena G. All my peoples out there in Australia, you know what I'm saying? Miss Tasha Triple X. Miss Forever, Ever, Forever, Ever.
So diligent, yeah, I'm smooth for the militant. Pushing my way through, you gotta make room for the elephant. Yeah, my music is relevant, you could use it to elevate. Tell my shit up in the club and watch the roof go up in the flames. We don't need no water, let that motherfucker burn. If you posted at the bar, wait your motherfucking turn. I got dollars, but I'm saving it for college. So my baby gets some knowledge, and he won't be like his father. Maybe he can prosper, and maybe he can cock all these lame-ass politicians who ain't making no progress. Yeah, this year I ain't taking no nonsense, but still I'm in this club trying to drink away my problems. Like shots for Trump, nah, give me the Cuervo. They got a 2-for-1, so I'ma drink it by the barrel. Shorty, you look good, but we gotta be careful, cause my weed don't have seeds, so you know I ain't Cheryl. Y'all give me problems, I'ma give them right back. If y'all wanna talk shit, I'ma talk it right back. I back it up though, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. I said I come in all flavors. I back it up, ma. Please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. Just blow your smoke in the air. Woo! And all my non-smokers, get the fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah. No, I really don't care, cause the party ain't a party unless I'm in there. Y'all, party ain't a party unless I'm in the party. The shots already started, I'm already retarded. I ain't gotta be the hardest, shit, I'm not even an artist. You ain't gotta be the smartest bitch up in here. As long as you got your priorities, I got the authority to take you to the crib. It's got 3 stories, all I need is 3 stories. It's cool with the orgies, hell nah, I can't afford to trick up in here. Nah. What's really up in here? This is a toast to the living, raising cups in the air.
Come on.
Yeah. What's really up in here? I'm drinking like it's on the house. We getting fucked up in here. Y'all give me problems, I'ma give them right back. If y'all wanna talk shit, I'ma talk it right back. I back it up though, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. I said I come in all flavors. I back it up, ma. Please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Bobby Treacherous. Bobby Treacherous.
Was it a Tuesday, right? Yeah, today is Tuesday. So today brings out, this one.
Bubba here to talk to you about bid66.com. It's fun, it's easy, and if you sign up right now at bid66.com, you get 10 free bids. How about an Apple iPad, an Xbox? I bought mine for $30 at bid66.com. Pirate tickets, gift cards, get your kicks from bid66.com. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory. Where else can you get that? Nowhere. Go to bid66.com. .com right now.
Now. And remember, people, if you got promos, you know what I'm saying, you want to get put out there, send me your promo, you know what I'm saying? Send it to WDGE Radio at gmail.com. WDGE Radio at gmail.com. If there's little promos for your show, promos for your up and coming business, events, whatever you got, you know what I'm saying? And you want to get it out there, just send it to me and I'll upload it. And, yeah, you'll hear it live on the show. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how we do. All right, here we go. Let me go ahead and open up my software here. And let me drop this link for everybody who might be interested in going to that site. This is free language learning software compared to the Rosetta Stone. And I say it because it's just that detailed. And, yeah, and it's helped me out. You know what I'm saying? And, no, people, I'm not trying to be fluent in any language. You know what I'm saying? Hell, I ain't fluent in my own motherfucking language. So, that ought to tell you something. But what I am is interested in learning different languages. So that is what sets me apart from everybody else who's not interested, goddammit. Yeah. All right, so let's get into, let's go ahead and get into the days of the week. And then after the days of the week, we shall get into, well, if we can even make it through the damn days of the week. Wow. All right, now the object here, people, is you're sitting at home, you know what I'm saying, in your own schoolhouse. And, yeah, this is a learn if you want, learn if you don't, damn it if you do, damn it if you don't type course right here. Now, of course, if you was on BYKI.com and you downloaded the software, you can pull up the Swahili language and you can be looking at the exact same thing I'm looking at with the spellings, English and the Swahili translations and all that. So this is what I'm going to do. What's this? Learn Macedonian. We already tried. We went through Macedonia. Dobro notre. Dobro noche. Dobro večer. Dobro večer. There you go. And Italian, we went through Italian too, so you're a little behind there, lady. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, let me go ahead and blow up mine real quick, people. This is how you blow people's minds. You know what I'm saying? Check this out. Yeah, that was dobro. Dobro utro. It's good morning. Yeah, dobro noche. Zdravo. There you go. Zdravo, Lina G. Hello, Lina G. Zdravo. This is Macedonia, people. Oh, wait a minute. What was that? What's ordinary? Now, if y'all don't understand, you know what I'm saying? This is what I'm listening to, which if you downloaded the software, you would hear the same thing.
What's ordinary?
What's ordinary? Yeah. Vospoya. Me is no. Da is yes. All right. And there you go. That is just, you know what I'm saying? It's just to show Mrs. Lena G. You know what I'm saying? How we get down around here. You want some Italian? Huh? You got any Italian in you? Do you want some? Oh. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Getting my good porn started again, people. Hold on. And just for all my Italian learners out there, yes, bravo. Outro. Dobro outro. Oh, outro. My bad. Well, you know what time it is. Net is in the building, people. I will give an award, but yeah, you know. Woman, call on in. Let's hear some of that shrimp on the barbie, woman. Call on in. Lena G's going to call in with give us the shrimp of the barbie update and for the day. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And for all my Italian freaks out there, especially Mrs. Nettie Nett just popped off up in this mofo flipper. Let me get some meats and greets. Hold on. Let's see. Meat and greet. Yeah, here we go. No. I want to get real complex real quick. How about that? We're going to get real complex. Meeting and greeting part two. Dun, dun, dun. Okay. Para inglese. Non capisco. I didn't understand that. This is Italian, people. We're just giving you a crash quick course in this. Ho sentito parlare tanto di lei. I've heard so much about you, Lena G. Ho sentito parlare tanto di lei. Something like that. All right, we got a couple people need to beam up in this mofo flipper real quick. You know what I'm saying? Go on now. Timmy, please.
Timmy!
Thank you, my brother. All right. Beam everybody up in this. All righty then. It's a Bravo.
Bravo.
There you go. Ho sentito parlare tanto di lei. Right. I've heard so much about you, but that's Italian. Yeah. Did you take a look at that language program right there? Did you click on the link? There, Miss Lena. Lena G.
Hello.
Hey. Oi.
Hey.
Oi.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
got Mr.
Huh?
Mr. Sinai. Got Mr. Sinai in the building. I got the Netherlands. People, we are international today. We are international.
Yeah, you are.
Up in here. I've been chilling like a villain. What's been up with you? People,
this is
Lena G from Perth. Perth, Australia. Perth, or if y'all want to put the TH on it. Yeah, Perth.
What's up, everybody? Blessings to you all.
Yeah.
I've been good. I've been busy. I've been working my butt off, and I've been traveling. So, you know, girl's got to do what a girl's got to do.
Know that. Where you been at?
Well, I've been around to places in Australia, like Cairns. I went and did the Great Barrier Reef. I don't know if you've ever heard of that.
Mm-hmm.
Where you go
actually went
snorkeling.
Inside of it, yeah.
Yeah. And that was really cool. I went to Hong Kong. I went to Brisbane. I went to Darwin.
Yeah, we ain't studied Hong Kong yet, so.
Yeah.
We have to touch down on that soon, you know. Darwin. What the hell is that at?
It's in Australia.
Oh.
Just another state.
Oh.
Yeah. So I've just been busy with that. And
well,
guess what? I'm going to America again in October.
Where at?
I'm going Kansas City first, and then followed by St. Louis, and then from there we're going to Chicago. From Chicago we're going to New Orleans. From New Orleans we're going to Toronto.
Oh, shit. Y'all ain't coming nowhere near Florida. What the is that about, man?
Yeah, no.
What is that about, man?
I do have to make my way there one day, though.
I'm going to have to meet up with y'all in Canada and shit. You know, I can go over there and get some Canada smoke. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that's the whole purpose of anything, but I'm just saying. So, kakosi.
Dobro, kakosi te.
Oh, you just totally spent my cap then. All right. Nas ne razbiram.
Hey, your is this your new site that you've just sent me the link to?
What, that BYKI?
No, the Paranormal Soup Network.
Oh, yeah, that's where I'm be moving over. I'm heading up the me and my co-host will be heading up the entertainment section on the Paranormal Soup Network. They deal with a lot of paranormal, aliens, UFO sightings, government conspiracies, anything along that line. And they play a little bit of music, like Prophet Jackal. He plays some music on his show. But then I'm coming through with basically more music than you know, paranormal talk and stuff like that. You know, bring a little twist to the network. It's a new network. And they're just trying to bring some diversity to it. And, you know, I'm down for it. I'm all about being diverse. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
and,
I do.
Yeah, so that's what I'm planning
so
on doing.
Good? You happy? Everything going great?
Hey, I mean, you know, I ain't got no weed today, so I can't really speak on that. But, yeah, I guess everything is going all right, you know.
Is that a bad thing?
Always.
Really?
Always. No. Man, you better chime in on this one, Cyanide. Chime in on this one. We have an intruder alert. Intruder alert.
Well, I haven't been without weed for the last 15 years, so.
Hey. Dobro, blagodaram.
Is that like a bit of an English accent there that I just heard?
That's
an
Neverland.
English accent? No English accent.
What is it?
Oh, you just called him a Mexican. Oh, she just called him a Mexican. Oh, sorry, people. Sorry. No. He's from the Netherlands.
Oh, okay. Cool.
We have a Dutchman. Dutchman is in the building, everybody.
You're not from Dordrecht, are you?
Ooh. Where is that at?
Where is it?
In the Netherlands.
Oh. What is it called again?
Dordrecht.
Dotrech.
Yep.
Oh. You never heard of that there, Si? Okay. I think he hung up, people. Man. He'll call back in, though. Believe that. Yeah, that's my co-host. You know what I'm saying? Since Ms. Tasha Triple X decided to abandon me after the first season, I had to pick up some more international ism. You know what I'm saying, to the show. And,
I'm sure that you won't go without Smelly.
Yeah, well, you know, depending on what you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? right. That PG-13, you know. And, a blessing on this show is, for some reason, people ain't scared to come on this radio show and actually sit around me. I don't know how I pulled that off, but, I got a female, you know, that actually comes through, Miss Heavenly Angel, and
yes,
she's out of Washington.
Yes, I see her. She's writing on the page and that. She sounds cool. Well, I don't know how she sounds, but she seems really cool.
Yeah, she's a real sweetheart. She's the reason for a lot of people actually been coming through. I've been a bandit. I don't know what it is. I've been a bandit.
Why?
Not really. I'm just, you know, trying to get that sympathy. You know what I'm saying? Get that little sympathy going on.
You ain't getting no sympathy here because you are the kind of person that's got your foot in every pie.
I don't really know what that means, but you keep saying
it,
that.
It means that you're the kind of person that wouldn't stop anything, wouldn't let anything like that stop you. You just are involved in everything and like to try new things and, you know.
Oh,
like,
okay. Well,
you're interesting.
If this
is going to
be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potato.
You ain't never heard that American term, have you?
No.
Right. That's a real American term right there.
Yeah. If this is going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potato.
You ain't never had a boyfriend do that? You never
Do you stick your dick in mashed potatoes?
In sort of a sense, yeah, right.
Where's Heavenly Angel from?
Washington, the great state of Washington, Seattle, Washington.
Oh, I've been there.
Yeah. Oh, you have?
Yeah, it's a cool state.
Yeah.
I want to go there now because, oh, there you go, Cyanide's back. I want to go there because Obama's there. I want to be his, like, Monica Lewinsky.
Okay.
I want to be his housebreaker.
Right. And if I'd use the old Lewinsky name, yeah. You can head my way. You can head my way.
I'm sure I'm joining a huge line of people.
Right, yeah. After saying Lewinsky, yeah.
Lena Lewinsky.
Got a little... Oh, who is that?
Me.
Oh, my bad.
Call me Lena Lewinsky.
Oh, I thought you was, in reference to Monica Lewinsky. Any
yeah,
relation?
Yeah, well, that's why I said you can call me Lena Lewinsky.
Oh, right.
Get it?
Right. Hey, people, this is a family show. Just to let you know that,
Sure it is.
Yeah.
When you're putting things like putting your dick in mashed potatoes up on. That's good, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, that is an American term.
And I'm sure that's a family term, though, darling.
Well, no. Well, that depends on what family you're in.
Timmy!
You know, I'm just saying. Let me beam on Mr. Cyanide. Mr. Wagger Offer right here. Mr. Wagger Offer. You there, Wagger Offer? See they come. Smells so good. Is that right?
You're not talking to me, are you?
See me come. That doesn't sound Macedonian, but okay. See me come, Lena.
Yes.
Millie. Yes. Oh, you want to. Okay. That's what I'm talking about. Wow. We're seeing so eye to eye right now.
I thought you were talking to Cyanide as well. I was waiting.
No, I really wasn't talking to Cyanide when I was saying that. All right.
Smelly, you sound different now than you used to.
Yeah?
Yeah, you
well,
do.
I sound more
not
sexy,
a phone.
Right? Do I sound more sexy to you, baby?
Yeah, you do.
Oh, yeah. I've been drinking sexy juice.
Is that what it is? You better start bottling some and send it over to Australia.
You said boiling some.
Sorry?
Hey, I've seen some. You ever heard of buck?
Buck?
Yeah, buck.
The term
buck? Not a male deer buck. I mean homemade wine. You ever tasted homemade wine?
Yeah, my dad makes that.
Oh, you need to send me some of that. Well, I'm talking about some Australian buck. I need me a cup.
And he makes grappa, which is like rocket fuel. It's like 99.9%
moonshine. You mean moonshine.
Yeah, we call it grappa.
Our equivalent to moonshine. No, I ain't talking about that. I'll take the homemade wine. I don't do the moonshine.
You don't do
that
moonshine, only wine.
Nah, yeah, that
See, if Heavenly Angel even thinks that you sound different.
I do?
Yeah, you do.
Well, this is my alter ego. This is Space O' Good. My name is Space O' Good. I am the intergalactic counterpart for the Smell So Good show.
Really?
Yes.
Can I have that phone number?
Yes, my number is 911. Only call me during after hours. That's what it is. I ain't got no weed. I must be
you
sounding
sound
all
gorgeous.
Peppy or something to y'all, man.
You sound gorgeous.
See, only a woman can say that. You know what I'm saying? Only a woman can call a man that. Because if he would have said that, that would have sounded, yeah.
I wouldn't
I'm
say
hanging,
that.
Yeah,
no worries.
I'm hanging up on you now.
Why?
No, if I would have said that, he would have hung up on me.
Yeah, or I might have said...
You sound soft on us like some schoolboy bitch. You sound like a gay...
Oh,
really? You
yeah,
would take that as in me saying that you sound gay?
No. The one, I said if a man would have said that. That just comes across differently.
How about if I say it sounds motherfucking sexy? Is that better?
Well, no, because then you're saying it wrong. You got to say, you sound muda maker sexy.
What's that?
A muda maker.
What's a
That's
muda
Dutch,
maker?
Baby. Dutch for motherfucker.
Right.
So you got to say muda, your muda maker. Muda maker.
Sexy. Ja ne znam kako Dutch, because ja sam makedonka.
Well, arriba dirty to you.
No, that's Macedonian, but I can speak to you in Italian too if you like.
Oh, you
parla con me italiano un poco, sì.
Hold on, I got they can have Netty Net call in just to verify what you're saying. Now you got to hold on. Netty Net, call in. We need you to verify something.
I think she said something like I can't speak Italian.
She didn't say hello to me.
Oh, Netty Net. Oh, you want me to give her an award?
Tell her I said hello because she's not watching the screen. I was trying to say hello to her before.
I was going to give her an award for it. You know we got free awards that we give out here. Would you like her to receive an award? I'll give her one.
I want an award.
You want an award?
Yeah.
What you want
an
award
I called
in.
You asked me to.
Oh, yeah. I'll give you an award. No, I can't give you the other awards, though, but I'll give you an award. There you go. All the way from Australia, hailing out of Perth. It is Miss Lena G.
If this is going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potato.
Oh, sorry. My hand keeps slipping.
Heavenly Angel's waiting to get her nutty on. What's that? Nettie waiting to get her nutty on like me. What's that?
The nutty news?
I like it when the way you say it, though. You know what I'm saying? When y'all
What's
say
that?
It, oh yeah, it comes across so smooth. Get your nutty on. Yeah, when I say it, it makes it like
what
I'm,
is that?
I'm like a pervert or something. Get your nutty on. Hey, lady, you want to get your nutty on with
gravy
me?
Gravy with that.
Huh?
Gravy with her nutty? What's that?
Oh, man. Well, look at you.
Okay, you got to remember, different lingo, I'm in Australia, so what's the nutty?
Hey, what is... We have the Netherlands here who speaks no American language, so... Side night, what is nutty?
What is nutty? A little bit crazy? Cuckoo?
Damn it, I didn't ask for the official Wikipedia version of it.
Cuckoo
is
an official Wikipedia pronunciation for nutty. Cuckoo, 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 cuckoo.
I'm about to give him an award, people.
I think that's
clearly
what you are, Cyanide. You're a bit cuckoo.
Cuckoo is nutty. Cuckoo is nutty. And what is the nutty news? The cuckoo news.
Yeah. What it is at the top of the hour, we do what is called the nutty news here. You know what I'm saying? We do news from around the world. And I mean the world. So, you know, Perth has actually, you know, Perth was in the headlines one time for some old bitch had babies in a goddamn freezer.
Really?
Yeah. Some old lady they found, and I don't know how the hell they got tipped off, but when they went to go and you know, search the home, yeah, they found baby fetuses in her freezer and refrigerator.
Well, she needs to die.
So, yeah, that's what Perth is known for. Baby killing! I'm sorry. Not really. But then Snoop was in the headlines. No, was that Snoop?
Yep.
He just came through recently. Yeah. Are you a Snoop fan?
Yeah, but he wasn't allowed in, and then they did this whole thing against it, and then he was allowed in.
What the hell you mean he wasn't allowed in?
In Australia,
he smoked weed?
There was something that he couldn't enter the country because of something.
Something?
Heavily,
I guess it's criminal history.
Something to do with some, I don't know, drug thing that he had or whatever, so he was denied entry until they filled out some kind of forms or something, and he was then allowed to come through.
Mm. Quick commercial break. Shouts out to Nettie Net, Heavenly Angel, Lena G, Cyanide, the man from Krypton, a.k.a. the Prophet Jackal, and beautiful butterfly that has flown in here and flown the coop. All righty. Yeah, just wanted to put that out there real quick. Yeah.
Smelly.
So good.
You sound like you're like 10 years older than I spoke to you last. You sound like really...
Damn. I do?
Yeah, you sound hot.
No, actually, I mean, the AC's on, but you know...
Heavenly Angel thinks that I've got a good radio voice. You're
yeah,
gorgeous,
you,
Heavenly
you
Angel.
Do.
Thank you.
You do. You got a very nice voice, you know what I'm saying?
Bringing it to you now, Starship Smelly, with a special song out for Lena G, the Isley Brothers, In Between the Sheets.
Okay. I kind of thought
you
said
me that
we
song,
were,
you know,
I'd actually play that for you, but we don't play commercial music on this network.
I know.
Yeah, sorry.
You could do an or exception, you know.
Or how about MC Hammer? Uh-oh! Oh! I'm sorry. No MC Hammer. God damn it, Hammer. Oh, we can't get Hammer to stop. It's a takeover. Oh, you son of a Hammer. We literally can't get Hammer to turn off. Shut up, Hammer. Yeah, this is.
Today there's a beer for everyone.
Hey, me and the
you
guy
drink
are going
beer?
For beer. You want to come along?
Nah, I got a lot of data to enter into the computer
check
tonight.
This
now there's a brew for the future.
I'm going to bring you something back?
Thanks, but I got some right here.
Microsoft Brew.
You got a beer tap on your computer?
With a head so thick you can float a mouse on it.
Let me get this straight. You make your own beer with the computer?
With the right software, you can do anything.
Microsoft Brew.
Here, I call this one Windows 95.
I don't know, it leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
And if you got to get there quicker, try the new ISDN malt liquor.
That sounds good. That sounds good. Not really. Hey, has anybody ever told you lately, Lena, that...
What's cracking, baby? My name is Day-Day, right? This is my big head-ass cousin. You know, Vivo Lottie got more head than he got body. Check this out. I just followed you right across from the lot, and I'm going to let you know it ain't your booty. It's your beauty.
Have you ever been told that?
Where do you get all these things from? Hey, Nettie.
I don't really know,
Melly.
But...
Melly, Nettie's been trying to say, tell you something over the thing. Have you been watching?
I didn't realize that was you. How are you doing?
No. Above. Read above.
Oh. 10 years.
Sorry,
oh,
Nettie,
sorry.
Didn't hear that.
One door closing, new one opening. What the f*** am I reading, people? I don't know what the f*** I'm reading. Oh, guess what? I was laid off. But my last... Well, am I supposed to be reading that live?
Yeah,
my last day is December 2nd. What the f*** kind of is that? They let you know when you're actually going to get laid off? Like, hey, December 2nd, your ass is out of here. Right before Christmas. Ain't that a bitch?
Yeah, it is. Fucked up.
Damn. I'll give your job an award. How about that? Because, yeah, it's kind of fucked up. So here you go. This is Tanetti Nett's job for laying her off or at least giving her a pre-layoff notice. Yeah.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
Yeah. And back to you, my dear. You know, I just wanted to let you know.
Hope I'm not disturbing you, but I saw you from across the party, and I don't usually do this, but I felt compelled to tell you something.
Please do.
You have an absolutely breathtaking Heine. I mean, that thing is good. That thing's
good.
I want
to be friends with it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And we're back, people. Alrighty then.
I love it.
Okay, people.
You feel like one of those 0055 voices.
0055.
You know, like,
right.
Hi, you've just called the 0055 fantasy call. You could do one of those.
Oh, you mean one of the 900 numbers. Okay, y'all got
0055
up there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And we 900 down here. All right. I could probably do that. Yeah. What do you want me to do now?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm taking off my church socks. Oh, yeah, I'm taking them off real slow. Let me slip this tie off, baby. Hold on. Oh, yeah, I'm throwing the tie in the corner. Oh, yeah, I just threw it.
Oh,
it got stuck.
Mm-hmm. You're good at it. See, you probably
man.
Do it as a part-time job on the side, huh? You can make a lot of money.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah, why are you reading, I don't know, an encyclopedia or something? You can be on the phone, make out like you're, you know, into it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, give it to me a little bit more. Is that what you want?
Okay. Yeah, we're both at awe. Like,
What?
Yeah. I said, you got us both in an awe. Like, yeah. let me see.
What's with the starship now on your name? Starship Smelly.
Starship Smelly Pride. This is the new season. This is the official second season. You know, the first year was with Tasha. You know, that was my first year in radio. So I'm in my second year of radio now. So now it's the Starship Smelly Pride. So in the third year, I don't know. We're going to something else. You know, Voyager Smelly Prize or something. You know, we got to upgrade the ship. I don't know.
Heavenly Angel saying that she's melting there and she's not even gay. Is it
right.
The accent? It must be the
right.
Accent.
See, women can say that. Women can say that. We
what?
Can never say that. There's no way I'm going to sit here and say, oh, yeah, I love your voice, Cyanide. It sounds so, ooh, yeah. It makes me wanna.
That's true, actually. You can't.
Come on, me. What?
Yeah, you can't.
Fucking unfair, man. Well, not really.
Being classified gay, yeah, right?
Yeah. What do y'all call gay men?
Poof.
Oh, poof. Hey, yo, poof.
Yeah.
Oh, man, he's gone soft on you. Sound like a poof.
Yeah. Well, you can say poofta or poof, but, like, that's not a politically correct term.
Poofta? Poofta.
Not right.
Hey,
same as in English, I guess.
Well, no, poof means poof. Get the fuck away from me. Be gone. Poof.
Poof means gay. At least I know it's because...
See,
Cyanide
knows, too.
Yeah, I live next to it.
Type poof into the chat room and get a definition of what poof means here in America. Poof? Poof means get the fuck away from me. Poof, be gone.
Smelly, you know, like, you guys have, we have a term called spunk, right? And you guys call spunk.
Spunk? Spunk. Spunk. Yeah, like you got spunk. Like you got, you know, hey... Girl, you got a lot of spunk to you. You know what I'm saying? You got a lot of energy. You
spunk
does
as in good looking. You're such a spunk, which is you're really hot. You're really good looking, and yeah, and you can have spunk. But apparently, you guys have a term for spunk as in, you know, like a man once he, you know, comes. It's called spunk.
Okay, what
right.
Man were you talking to? Yeah, baby, I'm about to spunk.
No, seriously.
I think you were talking about when they were smoking.
Somewhere, I don't know which state it is, but yeah, some guy.
Oh well, yeah. That can be true. Now, I mean, now what you running into is that up north and down south type deal. I mean, of course, you know, up north they say sun and God and, you know what I'm saying, they use all these terms. And then when you come down here, we don't use none of that. You won't walk up to a dude like, hey, son, what's up, God? But then you'll hear that up north. You know what I'm saying? We don't use that type of terminology down there. You know, so that could be true. That could be true. I will not deny you of that translation.
See, thank you.
Yes, you're very welcome.
You're ever so generous.
You're very welcome. Yes. And we're back Stotsi zapotzivime. Drago mi e stotsi zapotzivime. Yeah, I know I said it correctly. I know. And everybody else is saying it wrong, goddammit. Everybody else is saying it wrong.
Yeah, right.
The way I say it is correct.
Yeah, correct.
Que se vidi me podesna.
Que se vidi me posle.
Posle?
Mm.
Oh, is that feminine?
Yeah, we'll see you later.
Oh, so why is it saying posna?
Posna.
Podosna.
Oh, like, yeah, that's the like the long version of saying it.
Oh.
Say posle.
That's the proper way of saying it?
Yep, the long way.
Nascuro.
Sure?
Hey, si, videme, utre.
Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah. Y'all know Dorece.
Positive term for an openly homosexual man. See, poof.
Poof. Indeed. Gotta say it with an English accent, though.
Because it's not politically correct.
Poof.
Be faggot, fairy, fruit, nant, pansy, poof.
All of those other ones, except for poof. Or a poof. Queen, queer, all of those, yeah. Fag, faggot, fairy, fruit, yeah. Well, not Nancy. I don't know what a Nancy is.
That's like a poof.
Yeah.
and pansy, we don't really call a person, you know, a gay person pansy. Pansy is more of I guess that is a kind of fruity type person. Wow. People, we just learned 1,000 different ways to call somebody a fag without actually calling them a fag. I think I'm going to use that for the rest of the way. Yeah. Hey, your mother make a poof.
Yeah, but you better be careful because it's not politically correct.
Well, I'm in America, so I don't think that matters.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. What is politically correct about America? Oh, wait a minute. Did I say that? My bad. Right. Hey, I got a special treat for you. Check this out. Since you're hanging out on the show, and it's been a while, you know what I'm saying? Let me find something for you. I don't have any Australian little tidbits, but I will. Hey, give me an Australian comic's name.
Sorry? Comic?
Yeah.
Comedian?
Huh?
Is that what you said? A comedian?
Yeah. An Australian comedian.
Kevin Bloody Wilson.
Kevin Bloody Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're going to look that up in just a minute, and we're going to do something special for you. Something like...
Oh, do you like fat guys with no money?
Oh. Sorry about that.
Melly, I can't believe how different you sound.
That's not me.
Dang, baby, would you like some fries with that shake?
No, that's not me. I don't know. She's weirding me out, people. She's weirding me out.
Why?
Because
I can go now. I can hang up now.
Now I'm trying to figure out who I sound like.
You sound like you, but, like, I don't know, heaps sexier.
Okay. I'm turning into Ivy the Wise One. You know what I'm talking about. You talked to Ivy before, matter of fact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, baby, how you doing? Yeah, I'm Ivy. Yeah, I'm the Wise One. How you doing?
So where's he? Where's he these days?
He's actually back on the network.
Yeah,
he's back up in action.
A couple of days ago on email to let me know.
Yeah, so they're actually back into the loop. You know what I'm saying? Let me bring you guys into the loop. How about that? So it's that time, people. It is that time. And if you don't know what time it is, you better look at your watch. Because it's at the top of the hour. And we're into the Nutty News. Oh, yeah. It's all on. Sounds like porn music, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's been time. You know what time it is. It's time for the Nutty News. Ooh. All right, let's get this thing crack-a-lacking, people. It's time for the Nutty News. Nutty News is brought to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy and off-the-wall news that you only hear here first from around the world. And I mean the world. All right, Lena. Hold on to your knockers, because it's about to get crazy. Isn't that what y'all call them, knockers?
Yeah, amongst other things, I guess.
Oh, hey, look at the knockers on that chick. Yeah.
That sounds about right. You're beginning to learn British English. You can go to Australia and England now.
Hey, I'm telling you, when I step off the plane, I'm shit. I'm speaking to everybody.
Wankers.
I'm shit.
Yeah, you're fucking wankers. Shrimp on the barbie for everybody. Oh, I guess that's not. No,
well, you can say that if you want to get lynched in Australia within 10 minutes.
Hey, they still making phone calls by boomerang and string over there in Australia?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I'm talking about. Hold on, people. I got to make a phone call. Wong wong, wong wong, wong wong.
That
damn crocodile doesn't need one. You ran into Paul Hogan broke ass lately?
Sorry?
I said you run into Paul Hogan's broke ass lately?
No, actually, I haven't.
Oh. Yeah, he'll be coming to hit you up since he's $12 million in debt.
Yeah, no doubt. It's all on his bloody facial surgery.
Oh, man. And Steels looks like a sack of...
mashed potatoes.
Koala shit. Not that I've had any personal experience with koala shit, but I can only imagine. Yeah.
Mel Gibson can kiss my ass.
He's trying to bring his broke ass back to Australia.
Oh, please, he ain't broke. The guy's so rich, he doesn't know what to do with himself. He's just such a tight ass that he doesn't know he's hiding his money probably in the ground somewhere so his wife doesn't get it. He's 8,000 children.
That's a nice difference, by the way. Smiley, can you say ass?
Ass.
Okay, Lena, can you say ass?
Ass.
Ass.
He says ass.
Ass.
Kiss me ass.
Kiss my ass.
Kiss my ass.
Is that funny, Cyanide? Is it?
Don't that sound funny when I say it? Kiss my ass.
The difference between British and Australian English and American English. I know quite well.
Okay, what? So my accent is definitely not British, but I can put a British accent on for you.
Well, the word use is about the same. I live close to England. We have a few English army bases close, so I talk to English people a lot. and words like poof and all that stuff, yeah.
Yes, well, actually, if you actually are next to England, they've actually got an accent like this, you know what I mean? Like, so really what they would be saying is that he's an absolute poof and he can kiss my ass. Do you know what I mean? That's how they talk.
I know what you mean,
that.
Mary Poppins.
Yeah,
don't mess up the kids, Mary.
Absolute poofters. They don't even know what they're doing with themselves. They can go and kiss their asses.
Cheerio with cereal and milk. Cheerio.
Cheerios and milk.
And honestly, I don't hear that much of a difference, but that could
it,
be
it,
me.
Really?
Really? Such a big difference, though.
I don't know. I met a chick over the weekend, and she's from England. She's actually from England. And when she started talking, you know what I'm saying, I was like, damn, what part of Australia are you from? She was like, no, I'm from the UK. I'm like, well, Australia and in the UK is what... What the fuck are you at? She's like, I'm from England. And I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, damn. The accent sounds, I mean, if you
well,
I don't give a damn. I don't
you know that most Australians originate from England a long, long time ago. It's just English people that moved there to another continent, forced or not to. Because in the beginning it was a large prison island.
I think you've got your history crossed there, darling.
Why?
Because that's
not... Well, y'all came from Africa, goddammit. Shit.
Wait, let me look it up here.
Oh.
I've got my history
here
wrong.
We go. Have we got a geek on the site? Someone that knows how to look at everything up and look at it and make sure that I'm saying the
oh,
right
yeah.
thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, we do got intelligent, you know, saying some intelligence on this show. I mean, not
yeah,
much.
Yeah, sounds
but,
like it.
Yeah, we got a little bit.
As long as he's got the patience.
We got enough, you know. We got enough. Hey, check this out. While he's researching that and coming up with some groovy info for you guys, you know what I'm saying? I got it.
In 1770, James Cook discovered the east coast of Australia, and they used it as a prison colony. They brought English prisoners there, and they started to live in Australia.
So there you go. It was the English that came from us, not us that came from the English.
Well, you sure?
Yes.
The
English was discovered here, and the English came and were here. We weren't there.
Okay. And take a wild guess who actually was the first European to discover Australia. Which nationality?
Agreed.
Christopher Columbus. Yeah, imagine that.
No.
Fucking asshole. The Black Moors back in the days were the first voyagers to actually sail the seas before Christopher Columbus. Look that up.
Alrighty. It was a Dutch guy called Willem Jans.
Yeah, the Black Moors people. The Black Moors were the first ones to go on expeditions hundreds of years before Christopher Columbus found America, found all these other kind of motherfucking places. Been there, done that. Founded civilization, founded Europe as a whole, developed Europe into what, well, not into what it is today because of the people decided to just stick on their own traditions, and that's why they're still in the state that they are today. But prior to that, when the Black Moors came, you know what I'm saying, and opened their culture up, they basically opened their eyes up to culture, Renaissance, and nutrition, all that, you know what I'm saying? That's where it came from. So Europe was really nothing pre-Black Moors and the Black Moors movement. And that is what sparked off the Renaissance. That is what sparked off... arts and creativity in Europe, and that is why you have so many museums and all the other kind of shit that you have today, thanks to the black man. Oh.
How about a funny fact about Australia? 50,000 years ago, you could walk from Asia to Australia because the water in between was ice.
Wow. Well, You really, it wouldn't be walking then, you would be skating.
Well, it says walking on the Wikipedia.
No.
That's how the Aboriginals got there.
I don't think they had skates back then, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they probably didn't, I would imagine that.
Hey, people, we got Heavenly Angel in the building. What is happening, Heavenly Angel?
Floating right in.
She's probably calling to cuss us out, people. Now,
you know that's right. I'm waiting for my nutty.
Hey,
nut.
Girl.
Okay.
Can't even get my nutty on. Hey, Lena, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
You sound good on the radio. When you joining?
You sound pretty hot yourself.
Oh, thanks, sweetie.
You're welcome.
See what I'm saying? What the f*** is
get
that?
Get together sometime.
Yeah, let's do it.
call
me now.
Right. Make your way to Seattle on that route, you know, to America.
Oh, well, maybe I'll do that.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Hey. If this going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potato.
Just saying. Man, shit. Heavenly Angel's on this show, people.
Yay!
Oh.
Yay!
Yeah, I got that, you know, retard.
Yay!
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 Oh, okay. Right.
You did start off with the nutty on the hour.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, this we got special guests calling in from all around the world, and...
No, it's exciting.
There is always news, nutty news going on, you know what I'm saying?
Nutty couldn't call in. Not nutty, Nettie.
Yeah, Nettie is putting in her last overtime hours, yeah.
Yeah.
Till December 2nd, yeah.
At least they warned her. They gave her some time.
Yeah, down here you get 2 weeks and your ass is out of here. 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, not even that. Yeah, sometimes it's a week. The company is closing down tomorrow. Sorry, guys. Need to go and find a job. Yeah. I'm giving you guys the rest of the day off to go and find you a new job. Yeah. Don't even bother returning tomorrow because the doors will be locked. Thank you.
That was
Mother.
The thousands Come of again. Banks that went down.
Mother. Yeah, and all them 401ks and everybody else that lost their goddamn pensions and all that shit. Man, please. But that's the American way. Right. Yeah.
I think that's the world's way this day and age.
Yeah, it's all built on that good capitalistic dream. You know what I'm saying? All about the capital, all about the materialism of it. Not about the love and the life and just the natural living of it. You know, it's all about the other bullshit principles. So. Mm-hmm. But now that you've recognized that, what will you do to change the world?
One step at a time.
All right. That's why I'm stepping out the door and heading to the weed man. Oh, sorry. My bad. My bad. All right. Check this out, people. We're in South Carolina. South Kakalaki. Where this is not a first. Because I don't know what the hell is up with y'all freaking mothers out there, man. But, yeah. Shaquan Dooley, mother confessed to killing her two children. Yeah.
What?
As if she wasn't going to confess and blame it on a white man, like the white chick did. Yeah, the black guy came with a hood and he took my kids and... Shit, you sure he was black, ma'am? I don't think he's taking care of his kids, so I really don't think... yeah.
Not even right.
Yeah, we knew. Everybody in the world knew that she was lying. That motherfucker said that shit. Talking about a black man took my took two white kids. Yeah, you already got two strikes against you. You know what I'm saying? You got the one strike just for stealing kids. Period. But then they turn out to be white kids. Oh hell no, that's a hanging all in itself. That was definitely not a truth. And it come out at the end. You know what I'm saying? She killed the goddamn kids. Like, what?
Really?
Well, yeah. This says Shaquan Dooley, mother of two toddlers, found dead in a vehicle in the Edesto River, has confessed to suffocating the children before driving the car into the river with the children strapped into their car seats. damn, this sounds exactly like that other dumb bitch.
Yeah, it does.
What the
Only
hell?
Only they were alive when they went in the water.
Hey, yeah, well, yeah, that was, yeah, they was alive. Damn.
Yeah, but
Dooley
we had
originally,
that here, too.
What, what's that? Kids, people, mothers killing kids?
No, actually, it was the father. He had the his three little boys in the car. And he was driving along the road, and he veered off the road and went into the dam. And he did it on purpose, like all the windows were up and all that sort of stuff, because they were having a dispute, kids, you know, like who was having custody of the children. And he got mad and stuff, and he went and they've just proven it guilty now that he actually knew what he was doing and stuff because of the, you know, skid marks on the road and all that kind of stuff, tires and stuff. He actually killed his three kids.
That's sad.
Drowned them. How sick.
Dooley originally told authorities that the children drowned when their car careened into the river and that
yeah.
she couldn't manage to get the children out of the car.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, people, you'll have to excuse me for a moment because she shall get a series of awards here.
Sheep lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood... sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Yeah. It doesn't end there. Because I have to give her a series of awards. One, that was just for her stupidity. This was for lying about not killing her.
Lying! Piece of sack of shit! Slut trash can! Scummiest! Dirtbag! Bitch!
And, yeah. And this is for the kids. R.I.P. to you little people. Better off away from that bitch. Right. Let's keep it moving. Shouts out to Hood Stars Radio. I haven't seen you before, but welcome. Vilkome. Salamu. Habagani. Yeah, all that. Dravo. Yeah, what the hell is Dutch? Hallo. No. Okay.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Oh, so that's English.
No. Hallo with an A.
Oh. Do you know who Eli Manning is?
Who?
Alrighty then. See, you guys
yeah,
are some real football fans. Yeah, I was just trying to
football?
See if my international people, you know. Oh, that's
real
right, because y'all don't have football
American,
over there.
Real football or American football?
Yeah, American football. Oh, excuse me, Mr. Real Football.
Hey.
I heard that little joke in there. Yeah, like what we're doing over here is just some poof type stuff, huh?
Well,
we're playing. Are we playing poof sports?
You touch the ball with the hand a lot. Why call it football? Barely touch it with a foot. You should call it American rugby.
Well, I'm not even gonna get into that.
Hey,
the hell
Smelly?
Does that mean? We're gonna play handball.
Handball? Well, yeah, you could call it that, I guess.
Right.
Smelly?
Yes, love.
I've got to go, Dylan.
Oh, man.
1:01 in the morning here.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the time changes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, my dear,
bye,
it is
angel.
Always.
Nice to meet you, Lena.
You too. Hopefully we'll talk
enjoy
again.
Your trip. We will. Help you enjoy your trip in America.
I just sent you a friend's message, a friend's request on here. Bye, Nard.
Oh, groovy, baby.
have a great night, Lena. Call back again.
I will. Don't worry. And
hey,
Melly, nice to talk to you.
You got to get on Skype or something, because I don't know. I find out it's real easy to communicate internationally with that Skype, man. I mean, but you can't make phone calls with Instant Messenger, can you?
Yeah.
With the live messenger?
Yeah,
with live messages, of course you can.
Yeah, I do it all the time.
Well, I might have to download that then just to keep in contact.
It's on your Hotmail. Don't you have Hotmail Live Messenger?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't have the Messenger installed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I
just
got that. Well, I did. I mean, I did, but I wasn't. I just wasn't talking to anybody on the messenger. That's why I took it off.
Live messenger is not so popular in the States. They use what is that? IEM, AEM, something like that a lot. But they don't use live messenger a lot.
Well, they used to use AOL, but they don't. I ain't used AOL shit since AOL came out. So nah, that it don't matter for you, Lena. I will can install it. All right.
If not, like, I can find out about Skype. It's just that I tend to talk to people on live messenger.
Oh. Oh. Well, I mean, Skype is free, though. Everything, I believe, is free.
Yeah, messenger, and it's
free.
Good because I've got a webcam.
Free is for me. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you can use the Skype for conference calling, video calling in high quality. I mean, real good video.
Yeah, it's the same as Live Messenger. But yeah, I mean, if you can't get it, I can get Skype, I guess. I just have to look for it.
Well, Skype.com. There you go. That's all you need to do. Skype.com. Take 2 seconds, and then you're live. And then, hell, what the hell am I on it? I'm Smell DJ. I think it's DJ Dot Smells So Good. I don't know why they got a dot behind my name, but all right. Yeah, and you'll find me on there. And
all right, we'll look out for you.
Yeah, Katasha's on there. Matter of fact, she's on there. I got her Skype number. She got a Skype number on there, even though she ain't never owned the Muda Naker. But yeah.
Do you speak with her much?
Through Facebook. And
oh, okay.
You all kill me with that goddamn Facebook, but yeah. I'm going to the toilet. I'm going to the grocery store to get some more toilet paper so I can go back to the toilet. I'm in the toilet. I'm flushing the toilet. I'm washing my hands. I'm now how do you do all of that? And goddamn. What the hell, man? Seriously, with some information a motherfucker just do not want to know.
I missed something. What were you talking about? Twitter?
I don't know. I missed it too, Cyanide.
Facebook is everywhere.
Well, check my Twitter and you'll I just put an update on everything I was just talking about. Yeah. All right, Lena Love. Lena,
I'm out.
Love. I shall beam you out.
Bye,
my dear.
Much love, honey.
God bless everybody. Take it easy.
Thank you, honey. Sure.
All right, bye.
Put another shrimp on the Barbie for me, baby.
Okay. Ciao, ciao. Ci vediamo dopo stasera.
Dobro noite.
Later in Italian.
Well, dobro noite to you, my dear.
All right, babe. Bye.
That's what I'm talking about. Get her, Timmy. All right, people. Now I dare you to do a challenge. I dare you to go any show and count how many international guests they have on the show. Now, I'm not pulling my own wanker or anything, but I'm just saying, you know.
Sure, you're not.
Yeah, we're pretty diverse up in this piece here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Oh, yeah. Shouts out to Jamie, who's just getting online and hitting me up on Skype. That is Inception Radio, the Paranormal Soup Radio. Yeah. And we could call him. But that probably wouldn't do any much good. Because you all wouldn't be able to hear. But check this out, man. The Giants quarterback, Eli Manning, leaves field with blood spewing. Dun dun dun. All righty. In New York, the Giants quarterback Eli Manning suffered an injury during a preseason game against the Jets. As a result, blood started spewing from his forehead. During a fourth down play, Brandon Jacobs accidentally knocked Eli's helmet loose, and then Manning was struck by Jets' Calvin Pace. The impact sent Manning's helmet flying, and then Manning was hit by another Jets player. And I'm pretty sure that was all just coincidental and accidental.
Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine the fuck out of that. Sounds like a little setup to me, people. Sounds like a little setup to me. Well, in California, Michael Douglas has throat cancer. And what are his chances? Dun-dun-dun. The 65-year-old ex-smoker has a tumor in his throat and will undergo radiation and chemotherapy in a series of treatments expected to last 8 weeks. Douglas is likely to make a full recovery, says Dr. Robert Haddad, an oncologist at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston, who was not involved in Douglas's care. But he says the cancer is probably a relatively advanced state, in a relatively advanced state, and if Douglas's cancer were stage 1 or 2, says Dr. Haddad, the treatment would probably be limited to radiation alone. Wow.
Wow.
That's
he's in the latter
some,
stage and he's going to make it?
That
he's
is
got
some,
the money.
Yeah. Money talks, people. Get you any fucking thing. Down in Michigan, kids are diagnosed with ADHD because they are acting like kids. Which I, this is why I always had a problem with that lying ass bullshit talking about some ADHD and shit. They just, that's just another fucking excuse to get your goddamn kid on some motherfucking medication and to drain your goddamn pockets. You know what I'm saying? To keep them supplying that bullshit. Or to trick you into the motherfucking putting your goddamn kids on the goddamn medication in order for you to supposedly get some goddamn money for their care from the government. Yeah, right. Who's getting over here? The government. Right. Nearly 1 million children may have been misdiagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD. Not because they have real behavior problems, but because they're the youngest kids in their kindergarten class, researchers say. Kids who are the youngest in their grades are 60% more likely to be diagnosed with ADHD than the oldest children, according to a study out from Michigan State University. Other researchers came to similar conclusions.
Interesting.
Huh. So kids who are the youngest in their grades are 60% more likely to be diagnosed with ADHD than the oldest children. Okay. What grade? How old do you have to be in first grade?
6 or 7?
6 or 7?
It's 5 years old for kindergarten.
Damn, I must have been advanced, cause shit. Oh man. I could have sworn I was 10 years old in the second grade. You know what I'm saying?
No.
I was advanced. You know, I was one of the advanced kids. Right.
If you were 10 years old, second grade, far behind, baby.
I was in the advanced. I was in the special.
Wait.
I was in the special advanced class, Ma.
In the special class, all right.
Yeah, you were in the special class. All right, in New York, anybody ever heard of New York? I think I have, just a few times. The nutty professor, yeah, there's your nutty there, Heavenly Angel.
I'm getting my nutty, all right.
Oh, yeah. Sounds so suggestive every time we get into that conversation, but
it's purely
innocent, people, purely innocent.
So much excitement.
Until proven guilty, that is. Nutty professor is booted from Starbucks. Because, want butter or cheese. Y'all got the stupidest fucking headlines, though, I tell you. A New York English professor said she was kicked out of a... Okay, she was kicked out. Right. Of a Starbucks by 3 police officers because she refused to follow the cafe's ordering rules. She refused to specify whether she wanted butter or cheese on her multigrain bagel. Yeah. I just wanted a multigrain bagel, Rosenthal said. I refused to say without butter or cheese. When you go to Burger King, you don't have to have, you don't have to list the six things you don't want.
Wow.
Boy, look at here. I mean, this, that ought to tell you, I mean, you know, you know, what the fuck the police officers, you know what I'm saying, are going through. Yeah, absolutely nothing, because they got time to go answer a fucking non-threatening call at a goddamn Starbucks.
That's crazy.
Well, that's where y'all taxpayers money. I do stress.
Where was that again?
I do stress y'all.
New York City?
New York City? Yeah.
But on the Upper East Side?
No, well, it didn't say. It doesn't give the exact location of the idiotic personnel at the Starbucks. Probably because they would have somebody outside picketing their ass with a damn sign that says, with or without butter or cheese. Yeah. Right. In Boston, the Craigslist killer scrawled former fiancé's name in blood on wall. How did he have time to do all that when he supposedly killed himself? New details. Right. A former medical student who killed himself while awaiting trial in the shooting death of a masseuse he met through Craigslist used his blood to scrawl his former fiancé's name on the wall of his Boston jail cell. Philip Markoff slashed his ankles and neck and used his blood to write the words Pocket and Megan. Well, who the fuck is Pocket? Okay. On the wall of the Nashua Street jail cell, and an apparent reference to his former fiance, New Jersey medical student Megan McAllister, it was unclear what the word pocket referred to. Probably because she pocketed the cash that, yeah, she's getting from your ass, fucking Looney Tune. But he's dead now, people. He is gone. We shall not give him any taps for that, because, yeah, that would be wrong. I would give him another award, but he's dead. So, hey, congratulations. All right. Shouts out to everybody over there on PSN Radio. Yeah, PSN-Radio. Let me try to think of some names. Who we got over there? Somebody throw out some names. Who we got? Bob Tarmac.
Yeah.
Who else we got?
Amy Havokin.
We got Torque. Torque 64.
I know.
What's the chick name be on there? There's another chick I always be speaking to me when I come on now.
Butterfly.
Butterfly, there you go. Butterfly. Shout out to Butterfly. And, everybody else. There's a million people that's on there. So, yeah, go be million and one, goddammit, and join in some chat fun. Right. California, which this is, yeah, beginning to be a habit. But President Obama owes Los Angeles a big apology. Could never imagine why, but okay. I'm coming to you live from the center of the worst traffic jam I have ever seen in my life. I've been trapped here for over 3 hours because President Obama and a group of Hollywood insiders are having a fancy fundraiser. Someone apparently decided that Obama's $30,000 a plate dinner at the House of West Wing, producer John Wells, necessitated shutting down most of the major east and west through streets in Los Angeles. If the president was unable to get to John Wells' house without causing this level of disruption, then perhaps he should have done this fundraising somewhere else. Sounds like a bunch of haters to me, because you guys couldn't get to a $30,000 plate fucking dinner. Man, y'all crazy. Right. In the time of economic peril, please, save $30,000 so you can go have dinner with the goddamn president. Right, all right. Well, this is for all y'all Facebook freaks out there. God damn it. Yeah. And it had to be in Florida. What kind of shit is that? Damn it. Well, anyways. Man is jailed for friend request on Facebook. How do you do that? Florida man was arrested after he allegedly violated a protective order by sending his estranged wife a request to friend him on Facebook. Okay,
what were the terms?
Normally it's to stay at 100 or a certain many feet away, but you can't have any personal contact. That is the
well, condition. Facebook is still very far away.
Yeah, but they mean personal contact, as in you can't call on a cell phone, you can't send a text messages. You know what I'm saying? So that's the same shit. That's no communication, no nothing. No, call the little girl to say, hey, go tell your mother that I said hey. No, that's illegal. You know what I'm saying? No. Harry Bruder, 54, admitted contacting his wife twice last month via the social networking site. Investigators charged that Bruder's Facebook request violated a domestic violence injunction obtained by his wife, Carol, from whom he has been separated for 2 years. That is...
Well, I wonder how that happens. Do you also have the possibility to mass invite everybody that is on your email list or on your live messenger list? You just put in your login information, they look at all the email addresses that you have on your address list, and they send out invites.
But I'm saying, if you ain't supposed to have no contact with her... Okay, well, yeah, you could. That could be a friend of a friend
in the past, so you could still have her in the contact list of your live messenger or your email list. And if some automatic process sends out an email to her for a friend request,
well, you just got fucking arrested, buddy. Goddamn right.
Well, in that case, I don't think he's fault. He might have not known that his wife was in that list, so it was an accident.
Right. He did it twice, brother. He did it twice.
Well, if I open up my Amazon list here, I have about... Let me check.
But you know your wife is in there, so technically you would take your wife out if you know you're not supposed to have contact with her.
Well, I have 150 people in here. Do you think I remember who I actually have in this place?
Hey, if you were married, brother, you can't put yourself in that category. If you were married, your wife knows your contacts just like you know your wife's contacts. And, yeah, I'm pretty sure you wouldn't have 150 people in there. You would just have your wife and some close friends and maybe relatives. In his case,
sure.
He's wrong. Yeah, at 52, 54 years old, yeah, I don't think, all this MySpace and stuff was out when, you know what I'm saying, when he was actively on the computer, so, yeah. Yeah.
Alrighty.
Let's move on. Letcher, Oklahoma. Shit. I ain't got no bail bond money for his ass, so fuck him. He's an asshole. Missing finance. Oh, right. People, that is the lack of marijuana right there. Missing fiance. Right.
You are wild.
Oh, man. Right.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. You can't put those two together.
together, I'll tell you that much. Yeah,
yeah, I just didn't see the end, you know, finance. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, finance,
fiance,
yeah.
Sure.
Sounds about right.
Missing fiance turns up in a hotel room with a male companion. She wasn't missing then, only to you. Yeah. Neither the fiancé who reported a 39-year-old woman missing nor the police who searched for her are happy that she turned up in South Texas. Damn, from Oklahoma to Texas. Yeah. In the company of another man. Police say they'll present Tiffany Bray with a bill for all the money they spent looking for her. Bray, reported missing by McGuire on July 20th, turned up morning. What the hell is that? I guess one morning in a hotel room in Corpus Christi, Texas, along with a male companion. And you going to get a pretty high bill, people. Yeah. Yeah. That is going to be a pretty hefty bill. I mean, they're going to do it because they know they can, you know what I'm saying? They know they can get it. You're already proven adultery, you know what I'm saying? So they take you to court. Duh. The judge going to give them their fucking cash. So, yeah. Well, shouts out to Linnea G and Miss Tasha Triple X because we're in Australia, people. Or this can probably only happen in Australia. Pigeon droppings caused man's death.
Okay.
An inquest will determine what role pigeon droppings played in the death of a Sydney man who was crushed to death by a shop awning. By a shop awning. Craig Taylor died on December 7th, 2007. God damn, how the hell are we just seeing this shit 3 fucking years later? Like, what? 2007? I think y'all got that shit wrong or something, but all right. After an awning he was sheltering under during a storm at Balgola on the northern beaches collapsed. The hollow awning was home to dozens of pigeons, and it is thought that the weight of their droppings, combined with the heavy rain, may have contributed to its collapse. Come the fuck on, people. Come on, people.
Terrible.
Come on. You going to blame some fucking poop? Bringing a whole fucking awning down. Not the fact that it was a defective awning and that the screws was loose, apparently, and because of the heavy rain, which you just stated there was heavy rain, caused the goddamn awning to collapse. And you only saying that so his fucking family won't sue the goddamn store.
You just never know when it's your time to go.
Yeah, well, that was just like that dude when I read, what was that in Florida? Walking down the beach and he get hit by a damn airplane and dies.
Yeah, crazy.
So, yeah, shit. People, you better live every day like it's your first and last. Fuck it. Have some good times, man. Washington Dicks on Chicks. Yeah, people, we're in D.C. The start of death panels. Okay. The FDA advisory panel has now voted 12-1 to drop the endorsement for breast cancer treatment. The panel unusually cited effectiveness grounds for the decision, but it is claimed that cost effectiveness was the real reason ahead of reforms in which the government will extend health insurance to the poorest. If the approval of the drug is revoked when U.S. insurers would be likely to stop paying for Avastin. Damn. So y'all going to have to pay for your own breast cancer treatment. Damn, ain't that a bitch. If the approval of the drug is revoked, then U.S. insurers would be likely to stop paying for Avastin.
And you know, if it was for prostate, that would not happen.
Well, yeah, you know, men got to keep their yang up. You know what I'm saying? Got to keep your yang up.
You almost made me spit the water out. I was
thinking. Oh, my bad. Somehow I
never gave that gentleman who got the pigeon dropping a moment of silence.
Oh, I guess he did deserve it. Yeah.
No, he's been waiting for 3 years now.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Wow! Congratulations!
Oh, okay. That was for the waiting period.
Like one of the pigeons chirping in, chiming in.
Yeah, that's more of a bloop.
That's right.
Yeah. Not that I am a bird connoisseur.
They're just minding their own business, that's all. Minding their own business.
In Indianapolis, police arrest two after post-baptism brawl. Right. I hope y'all wasn't in the church. Who the f*** is calling his phone? Hold on, people.
Oh, smelly on the bed line.
What are you cooking there?
Same as always.
Meat and potatoes?
Yep, and beans.
Yummy.
Brown beans, I don't like the green ones.
God damn, man. It's fucking bad. Alright, now I'm finna curse. Son of a bitch, keep calling my fucking phone with this bullshit. Well, you're qualified for $75 if you come and sign up for our bank. You notice that we're in a financial crisis, people, and there are a lot of new banks that are steadily opening? Yeah, well, if you haven't noticed that, you might want to take a gander at that, and that should kind of spark some concern. As none of the banks have shut down during this so-called financial crisis. So where the fuck are they getting money from to keep them afloat? When the FDIC even so-called claimed bankruptcy or claimed for a bailout. Right. Police arrested a man they said beat a father following a baptism ceremony on the south side. Freddie Hernandez, 25, in Indianapolis, was charged with battery, resisting law enforcement, and public intoxication. Adea Picasso, 30, in Indianapolis, who police said was an accomplice, was charged with resisting arrest and driving without a license after police used pepper spray and a stun gun to get them to get him out of his car. Hernandez harassed the wife of Juan Rangel, 28, Indianapolis, during a baptism. How do you come drunk to the church to a goddamn baby's baptism?
Yeah, people do it all the time.
I guess on foot.
Yeah. I mean, I go to church high, but not drunk. I mean, that's what communion's for. Oh, my bad. I need another cup. I still got some cracker left. Yeah. Let's sip that down. Let me get four cups, please. Oh, man. Did anybody know that 1 in 10 New Yorkers has bed bugs in their home? What the fuck is a bed bug? Anybody know we're going to have to do that on My Health, Your Health Monday?
Oh, yeah, they're nasty. They're nasty.
Bed bugs.
I've never seen them, but I've seen them on TV.
Bed bugs are taking over New York. A new Daily News Marist poll suggests that the city that never sleeps is probably too busy itching. 1 in 10 New Yorkers has now battled bed bugs in their home. That's twice as many as the city estimated were plagued by the pest in 2009. The poll suggests that more than 800,000 New Yorkers have had blood-sucking bed bugs crawling in their sheets. Yummy. Gotta love that. Let's get some Rita Shelby. Where do we read that?
There's a link for you in the chat. Bed bug.
Oh.
For the picture.
That will be Monday show. We will definitely cover that on Monday.
Bed bug. Not your bed bug. Your bed bug.
Right. We're not talking about a woman either that's bothering you in bed. Or a man. A bed bug.
No bed buddy.
And Milwaukee. Yeah. And they know who I'm talking to. Obama tells voters, don't give in to fear. Let's reach for hope. Yeah. Okay. Flying thousands of miles to reap millions of dollars, President Barack Obama is dashing across the country to help his party retain power, essentially offering one familiar argument. Republicans don't solve problems. Yeah. Don't give in to fear, Obama said in his latest ominous vision of a country led by the opposition party. Let's reach for hope. Hope of what, motherfucker? Hope you sons of bitches goddamn get the fuck out of office, all of you motherfuckers. How about I hope that? Damn, man. You have never heard so much bullshit, good or bad, about a president since goddamn Obama's come along. With all the fucked up shit motherfucking Bush did for 8 years straight, you ain't heard as much bullshit come out in the year that this motherfucker been in office. Makes no sense, people. Anyways, Washington Dicks on Chick. Supreme Court upholds fine for challenging Obama's citizenship. Fucking right, people. You keep snooping around the goddamn presidency, your ass gonna get fucking fined. Supreme Court has upheld a $20,000 fine against a leader of the movement challenging President Barack Obama's citizenship. The High Court refused to block a federal judge's October 2009 ruling that required California lawyer and dentist, how you do both of those, okay, Orly Tots Tates to pay $20,000 for filing a frivolous litigation. The judge said Tates attempted to misuse the federal courts to push a political agenda, which I can probably, that sounds, pretty correct. And we will end this off in Florida, good people. Don't ask me why, but yeah. Undercover condoms and candy bars. Sexting nets 15. Okay. 15 men allegedly looking to have sex with underage girls were arrested in an undercover sting. Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd said 12 of the 15 suspects responded to ads authorities posted on Craigslist, while the other three used chat rooms. The men then allegedly showed up to a house to have sex with children as young as 8.
Oh my God. Well, good they got them.
But found a house full of detectives instead. It's still a shock to me when we have a predator show up with condoms in one hand and candy bars in the other hand. Judge said. Damn. Man. People, we have some very sick, sadistic people out there. And you wonder why they tell you don't let your fucking kids just run around without being supervised, i.e. in the goddamn mall, when he is a 2-fucking-mile mall, and he's a mile fucking ahead of you, and it's a crowded goddamn mall. And then you're wondering why, you know what I'm saying, security's looking at you like you're a fucking dumbass because you done left your goddamn children so you can fucking window shop. Yeah. Or you dumbass parents out there, you men out there that, you know what I'm saying, bring your fucking kid with you to the bar for whatever fucking reason you would do that, which I've seen, you know what I'm saying? Okay, yeah, the kid's sitting outside. What the fuck is the kid doing sitting outside? Oh, I was just going in to have a drink. What the fuck are you doing here having a drink with your kid in the car? Yeah, well, for all those parents out there, here's
cheap,
your award.
Lying, no good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
And for answering the ad, you know what I'm saying? yeah, you definitely get an award just for answering the ad. And I don't have any more because of the fact that you came with some goddamn condoms and candy bars. But
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Damn. And, yeah, people, that's not a laughing matter, but...
Santa Claus?
That guy there is, yeah. That guy there is a supreme asshole. So, that will do it for the nutty news of the day, people. Wait a minute. Somebody's calling. Somebody's calling. I think we have somebody on the line. Who is this? Let's find out. Be my man, Timmy.
Tavern, where do you speak to drink?
Yeah, hello. Is Mike there? Last name, Rotch.
Hold on, I'll check. Mike Rotch! Mike Rotch! Hey, has anybody seen my crotch lately?
Oh, sorry about that, people. Right. And that will do it for the Nutty News of the Day. News from around the world. And I mean
the world.
And as always, people, don't never believe the fucking headlines because the head is lying. Damn, I got to put that on a T-shirt, man. Shit. Put it on a fucking T-shirt. And to all the homemade Buck wine lovers out there, we will be having some a new batch made up for you, and I'll be getting that out in the mail shortly. Due to the party that I went to, they drunk all of the goddamn wine up at the party, and, two people got banned from the party. Due to their actions from the wine. And one gentleman, had probably a lonely night because, he said a few things to his wife that he shouldn't have said. And, I think he was riding in the back seat when they left. Right. But, hey, people, if you can't handle your alcohol, you know what I'm saying. Hey, you got to know how to handle it. And when it comes to homemade wine... Yeah, there is no alcohol level printed on the front. So that ought to give you some warnings right there. Yeah. And we're out of here. On that note, let's get out of here on...
Well, I'll come back tomorrow.
Mary Jane soon.
Mary Jane? Smoke song?
I know you're
that
looking for
you
Mary
mean?
Jane.
Oh, well, yeah, you know.
Missing her.
When I find that groovy chick, you know. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep, going in. All right, people. Well, since I don't know what it means, I get the fuck up out of here. I'll go ahead and leave it with the Redland boys. Time to Massacre Language Tuesday. And adios, mi amigos, mi amigas. And
see you tomorrow. For the Wednesday, Wednesday.
Alvita saying, choose Gruskat, a million other languages. Peace out.
Good morning.
Guten Morgen. Yeah, Guten Nacht. There you go. In other words, peace the fuck out. Yeah.
Found your way, you live for you, you find your truth.